Hi, welcome. This is our new gathering group meditation. And then we have our very basic foundation members, Linda, Jennifer, and Louis. Welcome.
Welcome, yes.
Yeah. And
room.
Today, Natalia is not gonna come in because she's having a cold. So she's taking a break today. So only four of us today, and all the spirits, archangels, masters, our dragons, unicorns, all here with us, indigenous spirit, shamanic family. So this is a new moon today, and actually, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to just let it flow through, okay? I've been working on this integration project, setting up my website and then review my blogs from the past, and then kind of make a new website, our Shasta Journey. And so I've been working on it, and through this process, I learned and I was reminded by the spirit, by my spirit guide, that I need to slow down a lot more. And then I think some of you may also notice this energy right now is that even though we want to do a lot of things right away at the same time, but that's our logical mind behavior, that we want to get things done, but during this process, I was reminded that I need to slow down. The reason is that we need to digest energy, whatever energy we're working on it, or whatever projects we're working on it. We need to let the energy flow on its own term, not us trying to manipulate the result or the outcome or the speed of the progress. So this is actually made me realize that oftentimes I put the pressure to, I gave myself pressures because I want to do a good job. I want to get things done like right away or in a very short time. That actually give myself a pressure. And then I just learned that once I see that, and then right now I adjust my my momentum of doing projects, I actually feel like that part of pressure was lifted. So I feel like more enjoyed of doing projects, not feeling like being rushed by my own thinking or my own expectation. So this is what I learned from this project, a progress, and I want to share with everyone today here. And then maybe you have also noticed the same way or similar situation. And so we just need to slow down. Okay. So today is a new moon, and then we are going to set our intention. Whatever you like to manifest, whatever you want to set up a goal, or you want to move toward to this goal that you want to manifest. And then later, when we started this meditation, you can send out your intention. And my friend Elena from Taiwan just reminded today that because we already talked about we're going to do a spring equinox retreat next spring equinox, which is 2025 in Hawaii. So she reminded me that today is a good day, new moon in Gemini, to set the intention, so we can manifest whatever we want to do together. So later when we started this meditation, you can also, you know, tune into your goal or your whatever you would like to manifest, and then go from there. So we're going to do this setting your goal and manifest, or you know, turn it over and surrender to the spirit, to the universe, so the universe will support us in a way that we all need it, or the best for us. Okay. And anybody would like to say something before we start it?
I think that's a good idea. As we're moving into this new energy of manifestation, and maybe just figuring out what that is. I like what you said. You know, what is it that we'd like to do, if not in the future, in the next few months? What do we want to achieve?
Okay. And today, I just actually, I don't think you can see that. Okay. I just finished this second drum painting. Okay. Because of background. So I don't think you can see it. Actually, I'm holding on. And this, it's on the Facebook. I posted the other day, yesterday or something. Okay, I tried to show it, but it's not.
Oh, your drum?
Yeah. But anyway, so this this painting, the second drum painting I have, is I painted a Star of David, which is also the symbol of our chakra, from the seven chakras. So even though I didn't use like a complete everything green, I used a different color to show the painting, but I call this painting with this, you know, on this drum is the sound of the heart. Yeah, sound of heart. So today I'm going to play this while we are doing the meditation. It's a very gentle, but we can. Can go deep and then manifest or set up our goal and then go for it. Go within, go for it. Okay. So now, if you like, take a few deep breaths and then center yourself and close your eyes. And take another deep breath. Focus on your heart. And also focus on your chakra, which is the solar plexus. It's a color of the sun, it's bright yellow. That's where your vitality is. Also your power, your action, execute. And also focus, take another deep breath, and focus on your third eye chakra. Also the throat chakra. So, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, take another deep breath. Visualize there's a bright white light coming down from the source of the universe. Going through your crown chakra, third eye chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus, second chakra, and the root chakra. And going out from the bottom of your feet, and then connect to the center of the mother. And take another deep breath. another energy coming back down, back up from the center of the Mother Earth, going through the bottom of your feet, coming up your root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, and the crown chakra, and going out and then reach the sky and then connect with the source. Okay, let's take another deep breath. Coming back from the source of the universe, the stream of energy coming down, follow the crown chakra, third eye chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus, and the sacral chakra, and root chakra, bottom of your feet, and then going now to connect with the center of the Mother Earth. Okay, take another deep breath. We ask for the support from the universe, from the masters, angels, archangels, spirit, our spirit animal, our dragon, our unicorn, and our star family, and our Talos family, and our indigenous shamanic family come in here to support us, protect us. We will be safe and protected throughout the entire journey. So this is our new moon gathering meditation. Focus on what would you like to manifest for the greater good, the highest purpose, and for better future, for abundance, for the healing, for the joy, for peace on the earth. And now you can follow the sound. Manifest, and now the intention, and we turn it over and surrender to the universe. The universe arrange the best for us, best timing, and then the best way of manifest your goal. Better support your spiritual journey, your soul mission on this planet. Your physical body. Okay. I go back to Ashi Rekha. I go into the pyramid to look at view your Akashi record. I go to other different dimensions, different past lives. It's all okay. There's a reason for you to see the vision and then re-experience or review those experiences from the past, the future. So just go with the flow. There's some connection you need to reconnect, better understand your journey on the Mother Earth, this life. All good, all okay. Thank you. You might be jumping all over the places. You might be sitting alone in the night. Look up the sky. Look up the stars. You might be going to Stonehenge. You might be going to other chakras of the Mother Earth, different dimension. You might be going back to the angelic home. Different places. The energy, the vibration coming through, holding you, fighting through you, open up your heart, blessings, receive the healing, receive the education, be able to anchor the higher vibration and the frequencies. Take a deep breath, breathing all the light and love, higher frequencies. Exhale, letting go, wrap it with the light and the love, going back to the source of the universe. Take another deep breath. Body doesn't have any burden identities. I'm no longer resonating with you. I'm no longer looking for you. Take another deep breath. Grateful for what we have. Another deep breath. feeling you're loved. Feeling you're supported. Feeling you're healthy. Stronger physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Another deep breath. Slowly coming back to the body. Another deep breath. Another deep breath. Take another deep breath. Fully back to your body. Oh, when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you. Okay, so anybody would like to share?
Bells.
Oh, nice. Oh, I bet you guys all come to many places in the drumming.
And that's where my flashes.
That's what
can I
say that again?
Lots of light flashing.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Your third eye chakra opening up.
I'd like to say that I've experienced a tremendous change in the world since our last meeting, full moon. I feel that the ascension has really started, has really begun. I'm feeling it in my life and in everything I'm seeing. On June 3rd, there was a planetary alignment with six planets in the sky.
Yes.
4 a.m. in California and 1 a.m. here in Michigan. And ever since that happened, I felt that we really entered the new earth. It's just begun. It's actually started. And now we're going to all kinds of synchronicity.
Very good. Thank you for sharing. Okay. So, yeah. Linda, would you like to share anything?
Not really. It was just a deep process. I was actually in a communication that I need to do about just different things. And it went from the beginning of the conversation all the way through the completion as far as a teaching.
Oh,
and
okay.
I know I need to do that. So it was, you know, mostly I was saying, I just want you to listen to me because I'm doing a teaching.
Okay. All right, that's good. Thank you for sharing. So yeah, I think we're gonna end this session today. And thank you for being with us today. And then we will see you next time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.